Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph. We're going to start this shiur in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Beis. The Mishnah says, V'kulan, like Rashi explains, it means all the arayis, Shehoyu ben Kedushin Agerishim Misafek. If the erva is married Misafek, to the mace. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has a wife, and he's also married, has a suffolk marriage to Shimon's daughter. So since it's a suffolk if he's married to Shimon's daughter, so the other wife is a suffolk tzaris erva. Ha'elu ha'tzaris cholzeis v'loi misyabmeis. So the tzaris of a suffolk of an erva, which is suffolk married to the mace, is cholzeis v'loi misyabmeis. She can't be misyabim because maybe she's a tzaris erva. And a tzaris erva is now be misyabim. It's an isser karis of eshasach. But she can't be materis l'shuk without chalitza because maybe she's not a tzaris erva. And if she's not a tzaris erva, she's zakuk liyibim. So meila, she has to be chalitzis v'loy misyabemis. Case of suffolk kedushin. What's the case of suffolk kedushin? Zarek lo kedushin suffolk karev loy, suffolk karev lo. Kedushin was thrown, it's a suffix if it was within her Dalet Amis, and therefore it would be a valid Kedushin. And a suffix if it wasn't within a Dalet Amis, and therefore it won't be a valid Kedushin. So we don't know if it's a good Kedushin or not. We have a suffix, a 50-50 chance. So if it's a good Kedushin on the Erva, so then the Tzara is a Tzara's Erva, and she's Mutter Lashuk. If it's not a good Kedushin, then the Tzara is not a Tzara's Erva, and she's Mutter to the Yavam. Since we don't know, she's asur to both the Yavam and the Shuk. She's Chaletzes V'loy Misyabemis. Suffolk Gerushin. The Mishnah gives the case of Suffolk Gerushin. Kasub Iksav Yadav Einol of Edom. If the get was written with his own handwriting, the Baal's handwriting, but it doesn't have Edom, which Midaraisa is good. Like Rashi says, if the get's written in his handwriting, that has a din as if there's Edom. Because if someone has a shtar written in the handwriting of the Leiva, he could be Maitzi Mamun with the shtar. So writing, handwriting is considered a valid raya. So Melami Darais will be a valid shtar. Yeshal of Edom ve'im b'zman. Or if it has Edom, but it doesn't have a zman, and you don't have the Takonis Chachamim that you need a zman in the get. Yeshal zman, if it has a zman, ve'im b'ele eid echad, it only has one eid together with the handwriting of the Sefer. So the handwriting of the Sefer, Midarais, is considered as if it's one eid. And you have another eid, so Midaraisa is considered these two eidim. But these three gittin are pasul, Midarabanan. And the Rabbanan weren't machmir with the psul. They said that if b'di'evit she got married, the vad is a vad kasher. So if she receives one of these three types of gittin, Midaraisa she's megireshes. Midaraisa atzara is non atzara serva. So Midaraisa, the tzara is misyabemis, but Midarabanan, it's not a good get. So Midarabanan, since it's not a good get, we consider the Tzara Midarabanan to be considered a Tzara's Erva, and she would need Chalitza also to the Yavam. The Gemara calls that Zeus Safek Gerushin. That's the case of Safek Gerushin. So the Gemara asks, V'ilu b'Gerushin Safek Karev Lo, Safek Karev Lo Leikotani. But it didn't say in the case of Gerushin, a similar case to Gedushin, where there's a shiloh, was she megereshes, was she not? The get was thrown, turned to suffolk. Did it go into Dalet Amis or not? So the Mishnah is mashma, that by the case of suffolk kedushin, of suffolk karev law, suffolk karev law, the Mishnah says clearly, skeletzes loy misyabemis. But by the case of suffolk geishin, only in the case of geishin, there are abundant, it's skeletzes loy misyabemis. But if it's a real suffolk geishin, you wouldn't say skeletzes loy misyabemis. But the shiloh is my time. Why not? By the case of Gerushin, she has a chazaka. Before you gave the Gerushin to a tzara, she was becheskes het l'shuk. She was already established as a tzara's erva. She has a chazaka. She has a previous status of being a tzara's erva, of being materis l'shuk. Now you have a suffolk Gerushin. You have a suffolk if it was karev lo, a suffolk if it was karev lo. So the chazaka is mechriya the suffolk. The chazaka will decide that it was not a good gerushin. Nothing changed. She remains with the chazaka of being muteris l'shuk, of being a tzaris erva. So the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, so why don't you say a similar svar by Kedushin the other way, that by Safakar of La, before he was Makadish the Erva, she had a status of Cheskes Hetaliyavam. Her status was she was not a Tzaris Erva. That was her Chazaka. She had a Cheskes Hetaliyavam. Why would you allow the Safak to take her out of Chazaka? Why don't you say Chazaka and say she's still Materis to the Yavam? So now the Gemara says, the Gemara's answer was L'chumra. When it comes to issue, as even Mechalitza has had to Lashuk, a marriage issue, Chazal didn't want to be Seymech HaChazaka. They were Machme Enechanami. By Safa Gedushin, she has a Cheskes HaTeliyavam. The status before the Safa Gedushin was a HaTeliyavam, and that should remain. But L'chumra were match Mechalitza. So the Gemara says, why don't we say the same thing over here, that L'chumra, we should not allow her to marry the Shuk, the match Mechalitza. So the Gemara explains, and this is Rabbi's answer, that when Midairaisa, she's Muteris Lashuk, and you want to be Machmir, and not be Samech HaChazaka, and say that she needs Chalitza, that Chumra could cause a Kilkul. It could be a Chumra Da'asili De Kula. If you're Machmir to say she needs Chalitza, people might think that you know for sure that she's not a Tzara Serva, you know for sure the Gdereshim works, and therefore they'll say that she's Miyabim, and the Yibim will be Mamish B'Yavim, Nisra De'Raisa. Now, Shein Kain, in the case the other way, when Midaraisa, she's mutter to the Yavam, and when Machmir, and say that she's also to Yavam, she needs Chalitza, there won't come a kilkul from that. People won't say, because you match your Chalitza, the male, you don't need Chalitza. Male will be matter to Lashuk without Chalitza. That Avadah won't happen. When you match your Chalitza, Avadah will do Chalitza, and male won't come in a kilkul, and male will Machmir. So really, by both the case of Safek Kedushin and the case of Safek Gerushin, you have the Chazaka. By the case of Safek Kedushin, the Chazaka is that she's not a Tzara Seva, that she's Materis Liyavim, and Midiraisa she could be Misyavim. And by the case of Safek Gerushin, the Chazaka is that she is a Tzara Seva, that she's Materis Ashuk, and Midiraisa she doesn't need Chalitza. But Midirabanan, that's the difference. By Safek Kedushin, by being Machmer over the Chazaka and saying, although she's Materis Liyavim, Midarabanan, we're going to ask her Liyavim L'chumra, and be Matzach her Chalitza, won't come out any Kilkul. So, male, in that case, we say Chaletzah Slaymus Yvemis. Hashem came by the case of Gerishin, where she has a Chazaka and Midaraisa, she's Materis L'shuk. We don't want to say that Midarabanan, she needs Chalitza, and Matayim Chaletzah Slaymus Yvemis, we leave her Materis L'shuk. And the only case we say Chaletzah Slaymus Yvemis, when Midaraisa is a good Gerishin, just Midarabanan, it's not a good Gerishin. So, there we'd say, that it's Chaletzes V'loim M'syabemis. That's the Shita of Rabbah. Now, as the Gemara goes on, Abaye and Rava argue on Rabbah. Abaye and Rava hold that even by Safek Gerushin, Safek Karev Law, she's also Chaletzes V'loim M'syabemis. And you don't say Mata'im Chaletzes M'syabemis. And we're going to discuss soon, is the Pshat that Abaye and Rava also hold that Midaraisa is a Chazaka, just like Rabbah holds. They just hold that when you have a chazaka, you're machmer, and you don't say the shash takala imatayim mechaletzis misyabemis. That's the pshat in Abaye and Rava, or there's a pshat that Abaye and Rava hold that there is no chazaka here, and we'll discuss why there's no chazaka here. Now, Taisus points out that in Gemara we see a tremendous chiddush. Rambam is saying that this woman, the tzara, she's becheskes het l'shuk emedes. She's considered before the Erva had the Safek Gerushin to be Becheskes Het L'Shuk. And she remains in that Chazaka when there's a Safek Gerushin, she remains in the Chazaka's Het L'Shuk, and therefore she's not Chaletzes Lo Misyabemis, she's Materis L'Shuk. Now, she wasn't actually Mutter L'Shuk. She actually was an Eishes Ish, she was also L'Shuk. Normally, Chazaka means as follows. You have something which has a Cheskes Heter. It's in the status that it's Mutter. And then a Safek comes, even a Safek HaShakol, did that status change? Did it become Aser? So Chazaka could be Machriya. Chazaka tells you, no, the status did not change, and it remains Mutter like it was before. But in our case, she was never actually Mutter L'Shuk. Even though the Tzara, the Erva was married to the Mace, but as long as her husband was alive, she wasn't Materis L'Shuk. She was also L'Shuk. She was an Eishes Ish. So what does it mean, this Ishes of Cheskes Het L'Shuk? So Vaisdais, that Chazaka works on potential also. If right now she's in a status where she is a Tzaris Erva, And if her husband were to die, she'll be Meteris L'shuk. That's considered her chazaka. She's called Becheskes Het L'shuk. She's not Mutu L'shuk. She's not actually Mutu L'shuk. But she's Becheskes that if her husband were to die, she'd be Meteris L'shuk. That makes her Becheskes Het L'shuk. And that you want to change with this Suffolk Gerushin. The Gerushin would change that. The Gerushin would say that now when her husband dies, she'll be also L'shuk. So the Gerushin changes the potential chazaka. The potential status, the status that she's potentially Mutu L'shuk if her husband will die. So before the Erva had the Suffolk Gerushin, her status was she's potentially Mutu L'shuk. If her husband dies, she becomes Mutu L'shuk. Now the Suffolk Gerushin wants to be Mitzia from that status and say that now when her husband dies, she'll become Asu L'shuk. She's no longer a Tzaris Erva. But since it's a Suffolk Gerushin, Al Tetzienu Misuffolk, you remain with the potential Chazaka. But that's a big chiddush that chazaka doesn't have to be actual. She doesn't have to actually be Muteris L'shuk to have a cheskes het L'shuk. As long as she's potentially Mutu L'shuk, as long as she'll be Mutu L'shuk when her husband dies, that is a status. The status is that she'll become Mutu L'shuk when her husband dies. And this is the chiddush from this gemara, that she's called Becheskes Het L'shuk. So Taisus asks, we find by the Hilchus Treifus that the Gemara doesn't hold it as Chiddush. The Gemara says as following. The Gemara says, what if you have a Suffolk if a Behemah is kosher or treif? So it depends. The Gemara says, Behemah b'chayeh b'cheskes iser emes. When a Behemah is alive, it's aser. So Behemah has a cheskes iser. A Behemah needs a shchita to make it mutter. That's Behemah b'chayeh b'cheskes iser emes. Right now it's b'cheskes aser. You need a shchita to make it mutter. If you have a Suffolk shchita, Behemah remains aser because of the cheskes iser. So when you have, let's say, if it was a suffolk, if the knife had a pegima, or a suffolk if the sheikhet did the shechita properly, even if it's a suffolk, a shakal is too stardom to the suffolk, we say, he vade didn't, it's vade aser because the cheskes iser is mechriya. But the Gemara goes on, nishchita, when the behemah is shechted properly, we know for sure we're shechted properly, so then, becheskes heter emedes achi vadach memenitrifa. From now on, it's considered becheskes heter, unless we know how it became treif. In other words, if a new suffix comes afterwards, that is suffix if it became treif, we say that it's becheskes heter. And what's the case of the Gemara? After the shechita, a ze'ev, a wolf, came and took away the bnei me'ayim, and we get them back, and we see that there's a hole in it, but the wolf could have made the hole. So it's a suffix. We don't know if the hole was there beforehand, which would make that the behemah is treif and aser to eat, or if the wolf made the hole, and the hole was only there afterwards, and then it will be mutter. So the Gemara says it's called becheskes heter. Medes, achi vadlach v'meditruf. It's considered becheskes heter, and we don't aser it misafik. But Taisa says, the mashmois of the Gemara is that stavka a suffik that happened, that there's at least the possibility that nothing at all happened before the shechita. There was no reyes mechayim. We don't have any reason to suspect that something happened before the shechita. The cause for suspicion first occurred to us after the shechita. So even though it's a suffix, we don't know for sure if it's the wolf that made the hole. Perhaps the hole was there mechayim. We have no reason to suspect that way. The reyes that didn't happen mechayim, we could allow the behemah to have the chazaka that it was after shechita, nishchita v'cheskes hetu menes achi v'lach v'menitrifa. But, says Taisus, it's mashma. If the reyesa happened mechayim, for instance, you have a suffolk jusa. The halacha is if a chicken gets clawed by a cat or an ox gets clawed by a lion, it's trefa. That's called jusa. It's one of the trefas. As long as the claws of the cat puncture the chicken or the claws of the lion puncture the ox, it becomes treif. Now, let's say you had a chicken coop, a cat was into the chicken coop, and the chickens were running around in fear of the cat, and we don't know if the cat actually sunk its claws into the chicken, or the lion was in the stable, the barn, with the cows, with the oxen, and the oxen were running around, and we don't know if the lion succeeded in clawing the oxen. So there, that's a reyes mechayim, and there, the suffolk treifa, we say, is l'chumra. We do not have a cheskes heter. Similarly, the Gemara in in Chulin discusses the case of when you have a, when you shecht an animal and you see there's a thorn in the veshet, in the food pipe. Now, the halacha is if the food pipe is punctured, it's treif. Well, we don't know if the thorn punctured through and through the food pipe. We see that it got stuck into the food pipe, but we don't know if it punctured it through and through. So again, it's the same type of suffix, and the Gemara compares it. The Gemara says all these cases are asur. So Taisus says it would seem that there's a difference. If there was no reyes semechayim, if there was no reasons for suspicion while the behemoth was alive, so in that case, you say a cheskes heter, and a suffix trefa doesn't asur. But if the reyes at mechayim, like the case of suffix jusa, or the case where even if you found it after shkita, but you see clearly there was a reyes semechayim, we don't know if the thorn punctured through the vesher or not, so it's asur. So Taisus asks, so over there we see this yisoid that we don't use the cheskes heter at the time the behema is asur. At the time the behema is asur mechayim, we don't use the cheskes heter. So in fact, Taisus, why don't we say the same yisoid of the potential cheskes heter? Just like here we say that the ish is established to be a tzaris erva, and even though she's right now asur l'shuk, but we call her becheskes heter l'shuk, meaning becheskes that when her husband dies, she'll be materis l'shuk. So why don't we say the same thing over there by the trefa, that a behemah is established not to be a trefa, even though right now it's asur l'shuk, but it's established that if there would be a kasher shchita, it will be not asur l'shuk. Right now it's asur to eat, but it'll be established that if there'll be a kasher shchita, it'll be mutter to eat, and that alone should make it becheskes heter in regard to the issur trefas. In regard to the shchita, it needs a kasher shchita to become mutter. If you have a suffix, there's a kasher shchita, so it's becheskes issur. But in regard to Treifus, why don't you say that it's Becheskes Heter because of the potential Heter, just like we say here, it's Becheskes Heter because of the potential Heter when the husband dies. So Taisus answers that La'olam by Treifus also you say a Cheskes Heter. You also say that. Whenever there's a suffix, if something became, was Treif or not, whenever it's a suffix, if the animal, the chicken or the axe became Treif or not, even if there's a Reyes Semechayim, we use the chazaka, just like we use chazaka here by Tzara Seva, even though it was never actually mutter, but there's a chazaka that it doesn't have the issa trefus, and if it would be shechted properly, it would become mutter. The potential heter is also called the cheskes heter. So why by suffix drusa do we say it's asur? And why by the thorn that's found in the veshet do we say that it's asur? Zaktais is because it's more likely that the trefus happened. By the case of suffix jusa, it's more likely that the trefus occurred, and so too by the case when there's a thorn, it's more likely that it did puncture. And he says araya, because the Gemara says that in a case where you have a suffix jusa, when you don't, you know that it was clawed, but you don't know which animal clawed it, whether it's a dog or a cat, and the halacha is only if a cat claws it, it's trefa. A dog that claws it does not make a trefa. Hataisa says, the Gemara says there that it's mutter, ema kalba. So you see clearly, whenever you have a suffix hashaka by the trefus, you do say it's mutter, you do say chazaka. The only case where by a suffix trefus you say that it's usr is when it's more likely that it's treif. That's what seems to be Taisus maskana. Now it's a very interesting machlekes hapeskim if we paskin this way or not. There's a darkei meisha, a ramah, in Simen Lamed Aleph, and he brings it la'alocha also in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Nun. He says an incident happened in Krakow. There was an animal who, after the shechita, they cut open the head of the animal and found water in the brain. They found fluid in the brain. The halacha is as follows. If the fluid in the brain is confined to the brain itself, it's completely surrounded and doesn't go to the membrane around the brain, the krum shel gabi meich, then it's kasher. But if the water goes out to the krum shel gabi meich, then it becomes treif. That's halacha. Here, the head was cut open, and it was definitely fluid in the brain, definitely mayim b'mayach. The only question is, they had no idea, it was impossible to tell, because it was already cut, if the mayim was mukaf mikol tzad, and it was kasher, or if it went out to the membrane of the brain, and then it was kasher, then it was treif. Zakter Amah, since it's a suffix, you have to say it's treif. And he says, you don't say nishkata b'cheskes heter ad sheyavada b'menet trefa. You don't give it a cheskes heter by a suffix trefus because a reis at mechayim. And zokter amah, and that's what it says in Taisus and Yevamah's Daf Lamed. And he says, all the Rabbanim in Krakow agreed with him that it's treif and that's the halacha. So the Chuvis Merami Lublin, which is brought in the Shachin Simenun, asks Akasha, what do you mean that's what it says in Taisus and Naflamid and Yevamis? Taisus and Naflamid says the opposite. Taisus and the Kasha held that way. Taisus and the Kasha understood that Nitrifa Becheskis Hetter Menesh, Nishkata Becheskis Hetter Menesh, Achivada Beman Nitrifa was Dafka when there's no Reyes in Michayim, Dafka when you don't know that anything happened Michayim at all, like the case of the Bar Zev and not Lebnei Meayim. Since you don't know if anything Bechlal happened when it was alive, you give it a Cheskis Hetter. Mashaykin, when there's a Reyes in Michayim, Taisus and the Kasha held that you go Lechumra. But Taisus and the Teret said that no. That even when there's a Reis Michayim, you go Basa Chazaka, like the Gemara here. After the Gemara in Chulin is Machman by Safak Jusa and by Yashav Lekaitz Beveshet, when there's a thorn in the food pipe, Dafka because it's more Shriach. So when you have a Safak Ashakal, you do go Basa Chazaka. So the Maram says, I agree with the Ramaz Psak, because I think by the water in the Mayach, it's also more Shriach that the water does go out to the Krum Shal Mayach and its treif. Whenever it's more shkiach, then the halach is you say it's treif, like Taisa says. But to say a blanket statement that every suffix, you don't go basa chazaka because it's a reis in Michayim, and say that's what it says in Taisa actually says quite the opposite. That's factor at Maram. So the Shach explains the Ramah, that the Ramah holds that that's gufra machlekis in our Gemara. That's gufra machlekis in our Sugya. Rabbi held that by Safakar of Law, by Safakarishin, the din is that she does not need Chalitza. Rabbi held she's Becheskis Hetter L'Shukah Medis when we Safak at the Balaisha after Shenim Safak. But Abaye and Rava, and that's the Maskonis Asugya, Paskin, even that case you say Chalitza's Lay Mesir Bemis. And that's how we Paskin. Why do Abaye and Rava hold the way? And they brought the Raif and the Brace of the Mishnah. Svaris the Machlik is Dr. Shach in this Shaila. That's good for the Svaris the Machlik is. Rav is mechadish that a potential heter is called the cheskes heter, even though she's bechlal not materis l'shuk, she's an ashes ish, but she has a chazaka that if her husband were to die, she'd be materis l'shuk, because right now she's a tzaris erva. That status that if were her husband to die, she'll be materis l'shuk remains, and we still consider in the status of tzaris erva. That's Rav's shita. Abaye and Rav who would disagree. Abaye and Rav who say that even by Safek Gerushin, the din is chaletzis loy misademis. Hold, there's no such chazaka. There is no cheskes heter l'shuk on a potential. Since the pile, since in actuality she's also l'shuk, so she has no cheskes heter l'shuk, and that's why she's chaletzis loy misademis. That's the shach's pshat in the Ramah. But the Maram, who would then the Shev Shmeitz and Shmeitz Hay agrees with the Maram, hold that no, that this you say that Taisus is saying that a potential chazaka works. And the pshat by treif is only because it's more mistarba that it'll be treif. That you say everyone agrees to. There's no such machlekes. The reason why Abaye and Rava hold that by safek gerush and safek karavloi, safek karavloi, she needs chalitza is l'chumra. Just like safek kedushin, there's an issa yibam l'chumra. By safek gerush and also she needs chalitza is an issa l'shuk l'chumra. Rava said about the Eimachaletzis Mesir Bemis, and Abaye and Rava disagree, and not all of the Chashev about the Eimachaletzis Mesir Bemis. But as far as the halacha of Chazak is concerned, they all agree that a potential Chazaka works, and by Treifus, you don't say Lechumra. So here's the big Machlekes HaPaiskim in Treifus. When you have a Safak HaShokel, an equal Safak, and it's the Reis who is there, Mechayim, according to the Ramah, you don't say Chazaka. Even equal Safak is also because there is no Chazaka, because at that time, the behemoth was Aser. You do not say a chazaka on a potential heter. But according to the Maram, you do say a chazaka even for a potential heter. And only in the case of Yibam and Chalitza, we're machmer, but in the case of Treifus, we're not. Now, the Rishonim ask a different kasha on Rabba, on this chazaka. And their kasha is really based on a different machalikis Rishonim, a very sadistic machalikis Rishonim in the Inyan of chazaka. So I'll be maktim. We had said before the Gemara in Chulin that said, Behema b'chayeh b'cheskes isra medes ad she'yavad alach b'menishkata. A behema has the chazaka that it's aser, and therefore it's assumed to retain its isra status unless you know that it was shechted properly. So any suffix in the shechita, you have a cheskes isra. Now the question is, which isra are we discussing b'chayeh that it's b'cheskes isra? Rashi says that Becheskes Isser means Becheskes Isser Eva Menachai. When a behem is alive, it has an issa of eva min achai, and that's why it has a cheskes issa, because of the issa of eva min achai. So Taisus asks, Taisus Chulin and other places, how could you say that the cheskes issa eva min achai will say that the shechita was no good? Whether the shechita was good or not, it certainly lost its issa eva min achai. It's certainly now not eva min achai, it's dead. That's for sure. The question is, did it get a new issa called nevela? So how could the cheskes issa eva min achai tell you it got a new issa of nevela? Why would that be machriya, the suffix on the shechita, to tell you that it's asur when the issa eva min achai anyway it lost? So Taisa says, mikayach that, Taisa mechadish, that every behema which is does not shechted really has two issur. There's an issa nevela, but there's an issa asay also of eina zavuach. There's a pasuk with zavachta v'achalta, teaches you that you have to shecht it in order to eat it. If you don't shecht properly, see, you're being over on the assay of Eina Zavuach. Then assay is even when the behem is alive. So it's the same Isser. We go on to the Isser, Eva Menachai, there's no such cheskes Isser. That Eva Menachai Zichah went off. When the Gemara says behem of cheskes Isser, it means the cheskes Isser of Eina Zavuach. So the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, the way the Shmaitzah, hey, has a whole arichas about it, he discusses, this machlokes is whether you say machzikinen me iser le iser. Do you, if something is in the status of one iser, and that iser certainly went off, but the question is, did it become mutter, or did it get another iser? Taisus holds, you're not machzik me iser le iser. The fact that it had the status of an iser of one iser doesn't affect the question of, does it have a second iser? Ashenke rashos, machzikinen me iser le iser. In other words, as long as it had the status of Usr, and the question is, did the status of Isr change? And do you say that it changed and now it became Mutter? Or do you say that the Isr status didn't change, even though it would have a new Isr now? But the Kloli Sticker Isr status didn't change, that's also called a Chazakah. The Chazakah is that it wasn't the status of Usr, it was Usr. And so the question is, did that change and become Mutter? No, even though it changed and got a new Isr. But that's also considered a cheskes issa. It's also considered the same status, the same chazaka. Taisa says, no, the cheskes issa eva min achai is one thing. The nevela is a second thing. The nevela can't be a continuation of the cheskes issa eva min achai. It must be there's another issa which applies both when it's alive and when it's dead, the issa of eina zavuach. Now, Shegrash shows machzakinim issa le'issa. Now, the Rashba and the Ritva here both hold like Rashi. That when it says, behema b'chayah b'cheskes issa amedis, it means the issa eva min achai. And you are machzik me'issa le'issa. So therefore, they ask the Kasha, they don't understand Rabbah at all. Rabbah says that this Isha, the Tzara, is b'cheskes heta l'shukah emedes? Faket. This Isha is b'cheskes issa l'shukah emedes. If you were to hold like Taisus, that ein machzik me'issa le'issa, so then we understand the Gemara. And we go on to the Isser Ashes Ish that she had when her husband was alive, that Isser definitely went off. She's not an Ashes Ish anymore. She might be Yavam Lashuk. That's a completely different Isser. Ashes Ish is one Isser, Yavam Lashuk is the second Isser. Ashes Ish certainly went off when the husband died. Now the question is, does she have the new Isser of Yavam Lashuk? So now we say Faket. She's Becheskes Heter. Why? Because she had potentially a Din status that potentially when the husband were to die, she will not be Yavam L'shuk, she was a Tzara Serva. And that status, that potential status stays, and therefore we say that that never went off, she still remained in the status of Tzara Serva, since it's a Suffolk, the Chazak is Machria, that the potential Heta L'shuk that she had before the Suffolk Erishin continued, and when her husband died, she is a Tzara Serva, she's Materis L'shuk. But that's if you hold a machzikim issel iser. But if you hold like Rashi, machzikim issel iser, the Ramban and the Rashba hold that way. So they're very bothered. So what happened to the cheskes issel ishuk? She had a cheskes issel ishuk. She was an ashes ish. You want to know if that changed when the husband died. So let the cheskes issel ishuk paskin that it didn't change. And she remained issel ishuk. It's a different iser. It's an iser yavam ishuk. But machzikinim issel iser. The chazak of the iser ashes ish should be able to work to say she's the Yavam L'shuk, just like by Behema, the Chazak of Eva Menachai, that Cheskes Isser works and says that the Behema is also an Isser Nevela. So if you hold like Taisus that there's a new Isser called Eina Zavuach, it's not Shver. But these Rishonim hold there's no such Isser of Eina Zavuach. Heimen v'chayim b'cheskes isser medes dafke means even menachai. See that a chazak of one isser could make a cheskes isser and be also because of another isser. So here also, the chazak, the cheskes ishes ish that she has when her husband was alive should continue, and that should gufa say that she has a cheskes yivam l'shuk, she should have a cheskes isser, not a cheskes heter. This is the kasha of the Ramban and Rashba. So the Rashba says a very sadistic attempts. The Rashba says that the only time we could say machzikim me'issel le'issa, the only time an issa status of one isser could affect the question if it has another isser, is if without a hischachus, without any changes, it would automatically go from the first isser to the second isser. That's what we have by a behema. A behema has an isser of eivim and achai. If not for a ma'aser shechita, a hischachus, if it dies in any other way, it will naturally go from the Issa Eivim and Achai to the Issa Nevela. The question is, did something go to change it? Did a Eschachus happen that's going to change its Cheskes Isser? A Shechita, a Kasher Shechita. If we have a question on the Shechita, so you have a question if anything changed, we're going to revert, this is the Din Chazaka, revert to the old status, say nothing changed, and therefore it remains Isser, even though it's a different Isser. But this Isser is an automatic continuation of the first Isser. Unless something changed, and Chazaka tells you nothing changed. Over here, as long as the Erva is married to the Mace, so the Issu Eishas Ish, her Cheskes Eishas Ish, will not continue to become a Cheskes Yivam L'Shuk. It will not continue. It doesn't need something to be accurate status. When the husband dies, so she'll automatically become Mutter. There'll be no continuation of the Issur Eishas Ish, an automatic continuation to become Yivam L'Shuk. Fakert, if there's a Schachus, if there's a Gerushin, something new happening that the Erva becomes Mugureshis, then the Issur will change. But without a Schachus, the Issur would automatically go off. Then you say Fakert. Then you say there's a Cheskes Heter. The Yisayda Machzikim Issur Issur is not just simply that if it was Usr, so we assume it remained Usr even with the next Isser, even if something changed. No, when something changes, and the question is, does it get a new Isser, or does it become Mutter? So it depends. If it needs a Schachus to become Mutter, so then we consider it Becheskes Isser. That's the case of Behema. A Behema is Usr. And now it died, it would really remain Usr, with a different Isser. But it will remain Usr. You need a schachus, a kasher shchita, to go and make it mutter. And we have a suffix if it had that kasher shchita, that's called a cheskes isser. But here by the tzaris erva faket, she's an eishes ish. But when her husband dies, she'll say eishes ish. Aye, then she'll be yivam l'shuk. But if nothing's a schadish, she won't be yivam l'shuk. She'll be a tzaris erva. You need the schachus of the gerushin to make your eish tzaris erva. So faket, that's called a cheskes heter. And we don't say that the gerushin happened. Then we say this the Rashba in the understanding of Mechzikinim Issa L'Issir. Rabbi Kivega in Yeridei doesn't bring the Rashba, but he seems to have been mechaven to the Rashba. He says a very geshmaka nafkamina, a very geshmaka application of this chilek, of this Yisayit. The discussion there was as follows. Someone shechted an animal, and subsequently, after he shechted the animal, he became a mumul avodah zarah. He became a big oved avodah zarah. And the question was, at the time that he shechted the animal, we did not yet see any avodah zarah with him. Was he already an oved avodah zarah at the time? That's a suffix. We don't know when it changed. When did he become involved with the avodah zarah? When did he become a mumul avodah zarah? When did he start being oved this avodah zarah? Before the shechita, after the shechita? We have a suffix. So the question there was in the Achrenim, what do we say that the cheskes isser of the animal will be machriya that he already was an oved avodah zarah and his shechita is not a good shechita? That was the question. Does the cheskes isser of the animal also play a role here and say that you can't be matter the animal misafik? So Rabbi Kinegi says it depends. There's another machlokes rishonim. If someone checks an animal for avodah zarah, but that was the first time he ever was oved avodah zarah, is that shechita a shechita kshera? It's a good shechita. Of course, you're not allowed to eat the animal. The animal becomes the kruvis of avodah zarah. But the animal's not nevela. There's no issa nevela. It's a shechita kshera. Or does he become a mumel avodah zarah? A mumel avodah zarah is like a guy, and his shechita is not a shechita b'chal, it's a shechita nevela like a shechita of a guy. Question is, when does one become a mumel avodah zarah to make the shechita be a shechita nevela? Is a one-time being avodah zarah enough? Or do you need that he's avodah zarah many times? So Zakhtar b'kivega like this. If a one-time shechita avodah zarah is enough to be called a mumel avodah zarah, and even that particular shechita is b'chal not a shechita that's nevela, so then the cheskes iser of the behemah does play a role here. Because we have a suffix on the shkita. If he was already an oivet avodah zarah, and stamach sheves oivet avodah zarah is avodah zarah, so kumta is a shkita was a shkita l'shem avodah zarah, it was a shkita's mummer, it wasn't a shkita altogether. That's a suffix on the etzim shkita. So there we have the regular din, just like when you have a suffix if there was a begim on the knife, or a suffix if it was shoa adaras. We say behema bechiyeh becheskes iser emedes. Whether it means like Teisvis, becheskes einer zevuach, or like Rashi, becheskes evim menachai, either way, if paskin zeis a shkita wasn't a good shkita, and memela, even though we have a suffix if he was a mumul avodah zarah, but the behema, becheskes iser, will paskin on that suffix. But if you hold like the Rishayim that a one time being avodah zarah does not make one a mumul avodah zarah. So now the suffix is essentially if it gets another iser. Does it have a new issa of takruvis avodah zarah? So Zakhtar b'kivega loymi boya like Taisus that holds a machzikim issel iser. So of course the cheskes iser of the animal can be machriya that it has now a new issa avodah zarah because it doesn't have the issa ein ezvuch anyway. The shechita was a good shechita either way. It doesn't have the issa nevel or ein ezvuch anything. It was a perfectly good shechita. The whole shaila was, does it get a new issa of takruvis avodah zarah? A machzikim issel iser. Even according to Rashi that machzikim misal iser, Zakhtar b'kivega, this yisayid of the Rashba, hani mili, if without a schachis, it will naturally go from one iser to the other iser. So mele, without a maisa shchita, it will naturally go from the iser evim and achai to the iser nevela, that's called a cheskes iser. We don't say a schachis happened to change its status, because without a schachis, it would retain its status of iser, even though it's a different iser. But if the case here where it was shechted properly, the question is, did a new thing happen, a new iser of takruvas avei desire, which wouldn't happen naturally? Fakert, you need the maisa of shechting l'shem avei desire to make this new chalais iser. Then the cheskes iser of the behema, even if you're all machzikim iser, that's not going to tell you that a new iser was chal, which you need a new maisa iser, a new sibas iser to be chal. If you're going to say that he's not considered a mummer from a one-time avodah zarah, the whole question is it a new issa of takruvis avodah zarah? There, the chazaka de behema won't be machriyah to tell you that there's new issa of takruvis avodah zarah. That's a gevaldig nafkamina lefit svar of the Rashba. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara was commenting on Rabba's chiddush that by gerish and suffolk karav law, we don't say chaletzis loymis yabemis. We say she's materis l'shuk without chalitza, because she had a cheskes hetel l'shuk before the erev was megureshes, and the suffer gerishin does not take her out of a cheskes hetel l'shuk. Even when the rabbanu were not machmir, shema ta'omer chaletzis mis yabemis. So the Gemara asked several questions. Among them, the question from the Mishnah in Gittin, which says that suffer karav loy is megureshes ve'ena megureshes, v'amrina l'may hilchasa. That he ervit serasa boi chalitza. That in the case of suffer karavoy, the reason why the Mishnah says megureshes v'ena megureshes is to tell you that if she's an erva, if the megureshes is an erva, tzara needs chalitza. V'lei aminin shemata oim mechaletzis mesyabemis. You see clearly in the Mishnah that you don't go past the chazaka, you don't use the cheskes heta l'shuk, and you say that she's also l'shuk midarabanan, you don't say emata oim mechaletzis mesyabemis. So the Gemara brings the teretz from Rabbi Nev Yosef that's because it's two kita edim. One says karav loy, one says karav lo, which is the Gemara calls it a sveika dairaisa. Therefore, you don't go bust the cheskes hetel l'shuk because it's a trey u'trey. The two edim at saying karav loy, two edim saying karav lo. In that case, even mi dairaisa, you can't go bust the cheskes hetel l'shuk. Now Shenkin in that Mishnah where there's one kat of edim. One aid says karav loy, one aid says karav lo. So we don't have a trey or trey, it's tamasafik. So when you have a suffik, you go bas nechazakam, lecheskes het to l'shuk. And the Gemara later asks on that, v'su b'shtei kit eidem nami sveke derabonani. Even by two kit eidem, that's not called a sveke deraisa. If it's a suffik that you don't go bas nechazakam, it's midarabonami. The raisa you do go bas nechazakam. And the broader raya from the case of bar shatya. Midadava nechse de bar shatya. Bar shatya was sometimes a shaita, and sometimes he was normal. And he sold property. You don't know if the time that he sold he was a shaita or normal. It was a treya trade. Two of them said he was a shaita, two of them said he was normal. And Ravashi said, uki trey lahadi trey, uki ara becheskes bar shatya. So you see that even though it's treya trey, two of them saying he's a shaita, two of them saying that he was normal, you still go basa chazaka, you still put the akarka becheskes bar shatya. That's a riot, like the Gemara calls it treya trey sveika derabanan, that by treya trey you do go basa chazaka. We have a machloikis in the Gemara. Normally, when you have a suffik, you go basa chazaka. Al kapanami deraisi, you go basa chazaka. The chazaka is machriya that it didn't change. But when the suffik is a suffik with two eidim say one way and two eidim say the other way, even that's also a suffik, we have a machloikis in the Gemara. Do you go basa chazaka by treya treya or not? What's a svaras machloikis? Sir Rabbi Kiva Eger. In the Tshuva, Simon Kuflam Avav, he explains it by Arichus, what's the Svaris HaMachlekes, the Geshmak Avart. He says, by Eidus, we find the concept of Trey Kameya. By Eidus, the Gemara says, if you have two Eidim saying one way, and 100 Eidim saying the other way, we still consider it an equal Suffolk. We don't go bust at 100 Eidim. We consider an equal Suffolk. And why is that? The Charedis Svara is because two Eidim are such a powerful Namanis, you can't get any more powerful than two Eidim. If two Eidim weren't completely powerful, they weren't yet a complete Namanis, so then it'd be a Svara to say that here you have more Eidim, so it's stronger. And since you see, we don't say that. And Teretz is two Eidim, the Xerius Akasiv is two Eidim, that's it. That's the ultimate that you could have. That's the most Biri you could possibly have about a Maisa. So Oibazai. So it makes sense to say that Trey is Sveika Dairaisa, that Trey don't go Basa Chazaka. Because just like if two Eidim would say Karev Loi, better if two Eidim would say Karev Lo, two Eidim would say she's Megureshes, and 100 Eidim would say Karev Loi, that she's not Megureshes, we'd still be considered this an equal Suffolk. Even though 100 Eidim are saying that she's not Megureshes, it was Karev Loi, two Eidim are saying it was Karev Lo. But that's considered an equal suffix, because the power of the two Eidim that's saying Karev Lodich is Megeresh, that Karev Lodich is not Megereshes, is the strongest power you could have. So it doesn't matter how many Kitas of Eidim are saying the other way. Huh? So who would in Chazaka? If you have two Eidim saying is Megereshes, and two Eidim plus a Chazaka saying she's not Megereshes, a Chazaka is not more than two Eidim. It's like if the two Eidim would have added another two Eidim. That wouldn't help you against the other two Eidim. It would still be an equal Suffolk. So who would do when you have two Eidim and the Chazaka against two Eidim? So that's the same thing. That's the same Trey or Trey. It will also be equalized by the two Eidim. Just like the two Eidim could go against 100 Eidim, who would then they could go against two Eidim and a Chazaka? Taizim Bava Vashri brings down, and Daf Lamed Aleph says the same thing by Trey or Trey with a Migli. Let's say you have two Eidim coming and saying Reuven owes Shimon $100. And two Eidim coming and saying he doesn't. And Shimon has a migui. He has a migui. He could have gotten out of owing him $100 even with Eidim. He has a migui. Migui usually works. But, Taisa says, a migui is not better than Eidim. So just like if you'd have four Eidim saying he doesn't owe him, and two Eidim saying he does, Trey Kameya. So, the fact that it has additional Eidim doesn't help him at all. When I said it's two Eidim the other way, that's enough. So who had then two Eidim against two Eidim and a Migui? What's a Trey Kameya? So that's the Svara for Sveika Deiraisa. That's the Svara saying that you misal the Chazaka, because the Chazaka is not better than Eidim. Adding Eidim to one side doesn't help you out. So adding Chazaka also doesn't help you out. What's the Svara the other way? What's the Svara to say Trey Trey Sveika Deirabonim? So there, Rabbi Kivega has two possibilities. And he says that's what it means. Taisus has two tzedakim in that Taisus, where the Migui works by Trey or Trey. The first possibility, Rabbi Kivega says, is it's not the pshat that Eidim is the most powerful thing in the world. And once you have Eidim on one side, So it doesn't matter how much birurim you have on the other side, it's all going to be equal. No, the pshat and trei kameya is different. The pshat and trei kameya is, in regard to listening to edus, it doesn't matter how many edim we have. 2 edim is called edus, 100 edim is the same edus. That's all edus. So, as far as the edus that we have on this story, we have edus on one side, we have edus on the other side. It doesn't matter if this is 2 and this is 100. This is edus and that's edus. They cancel out. So when we have edus on both sides, that means we have no edus. Of course, we have conflicting edus. That's command the less the dummy. So now, let's see what other birurim we have. Well, how else can we pass in the shayla? Well, it's not shver. You're telling me you have 2 edim on one side. If you have 2 edim plus another 2 edim, it doesn't work. So why should 2 edim and a chazaka be better? When you have 2 edim plus another 2 edim, all I see is edim. Trei kameya. I have a group of edim on this side, a group of edim on the other side. It doesn't matter how big the group is. If the group has 2 edim, that's edus, period. You can't have more edus than edus. Once I have edus on both sides, so my edus is conflicting. I have edus this way, I have edus that way. My edus is meaningless. Now I can go about some other things. I can go about some migli. I can go bas a chazaka, I can go bas a raif, whatever it is, I forget about my edus. The man yom esveka de reisa holds that trey is like commander issa. I have edim on this side, powerful edim on this side, I have powerful edim on the other side. Now whatever I pile up to any of the sides doesn't help because two edim could go against anything, just like they go against 100 edim, they could go against a migli and a chazaka, whatever you want. But the man the Amar, Trey Sek, the Rabbanan holds like this. Two Edim can't go against anything. Trey Kameya means that Edus is Edus. It doesn't matter, 2 Edim, 100 Edim, Edus is Edus. So when you have 2 Edim on one side, 100 Edim on the other side, that means you have Edus on this side, Edus on that side. That cancels out. Now we could go Basa Chazaka. So Rabbi Kvega points out, Taizim Ba'abasha that we mentioned by Migli is Mesupik. He has two Terutzim. In one Terutz, he says that a Migli might work by trey or trey, but another teretz he says no, because since trey kameya, so trey and amigoi is not better. How would that teretz fit with the maskana of the Gemara that trey or trey sveka derabanan? Trey or trey sveka derabanan sounds like when you have trey or trey, you do go basa chazaka. That means that you cancel out the edus on both sides and you go basa chazaka. Why wouldn't you go basa migoi? What would be the chiluk migoi and chazaka? Today, Rabbi Kivega says another svar. He says like this, in regard to being mevar the shaila, in regard to trying to figure out what happened, the fact that we have other birurim besides for the edim isn't going to help. Because trei kameya, two edim said karav loy, two edim said karav la. If we have other proofs, like migli, which is a birur, if we have proofs, if we have an ansadi, that's not going to help you by trei, because trei is kameya. So we have the maximum proof on both sides. But chazaka, that's not a proof. Chazaka is not a birur. Chazaka is a way to be mechriya the shayla. Chazaka says when we don't know, we keep it on the status quo. Not because you have any raya that it's a status quo. It's just the achra. So there, even when you have a trey or trey, two edim could go against any birurim, just like they go against 100 edim. They could go against any birurim in the world. But chazaka is not a birur. Chazaka is achra. Chazaka is a way to decide the question that even b'makam trey trey, you'll still decide it with chazaka. Rabbi Kivega says these two tzadim v'nafkamina la'alacha. Let's say somebody's holding a shtar, and the shtar says that Reuven owes him money. Reuven comes to collect money from Reuven. He has a shtar, and two edim says that he paid back, and another two edim says he didn't pay back. They're machish those edim. They said it's impossible that they could have said he paid back. They were there at the same time. They saw clearly he didn't pay back. So we have a trey u'trey. Now, normally, when you have a shtar and the person tainas parati, keneged his taina of parati, keneged the taina that he has that he paid back, we have a chazaka, shtarcha biyada my boy. I have a raya you didn't pay back, because if you were to pay back, you definitely would have taken the shtar. The fact that you left the shtar in my hands is a raya, it's a biru that you didn't pay back. Now, do we say this birur of shtarcha b'yada my boy b'makam trey u'trey? Assuming we hold trey u'trey sveka d'rabbanan. So you say chazaka b'makam trey u'trey. What about the chazaka of shtarcha b'yada my boy? So he says it depends on the two svaris that we said. If the pshat in Shvei Shvei Sveikah Derabanan is that only in regard to Eidus do we say Trei Kameya. It's not considered more Eidus when you add Eidim. But once in regard to Eidus, they're cancelled out, so then we could use other Birurim to figure out the Shaila. So here or so, the Eidim that said he paid, but the Eidim that said he didn't pay. So the Eidim are totally cancelled out. Now, I could use the Chazak of Sharach HaBiyarim Eboi to say that he didn't pay. That's one side. The other tzad is, since Chazak of Shtarach Miyadam Ayboi is a birr, it's trying to prove that he didn't pay. So if you have two Eidim saying he paid, so even if you have 100 Eidim saying he didn't pay, that doesn't help you. So who would then, if you have two Eidim plus a birr of Shtarach Miyadam Ayboi, also wouldn't help? Chazakah, which is just Mechuyah the Shail, it's not a birr that. You say Makam Trey Trey, but birurim don't help. So it's totally the two svaris of the chazaka of why trei trei seker derabanan and the bekeveg of life sarachi in ladina. Now one more ara. The Gemara's raya that trei trei seker derabanan that you can't say trei trei seker deraisa is in the case of Barshatya. Barshatya, who sometimes was a shaita, sometimes not, sold property, and two eidim said he was a shaita. Two eidim said he was normal. And Rav Ashi said, Uki trei lahad di trei. So the two Eidim cancel each other out. For Uka Mamayna Becheskes Barshatya. And Barshatya remains the Muchzik over the money. So that's it. By trei trei, you go Basa Chazaka. So Bechanan is Ma'ir. It's in Simon Chav Zayin and Kayvet Sa'aris. And Bechanan is Ma'ir. Is Ba'emis in a Shaila, Becheskes Marikama, how does it work? Is it a Muchzik or is it a Chazaka? B'yesibir, by metaltalim, we don't go basa cheskes marikama. We don't go basa the chazak of the original owner. We go basa whoever's holding it. Whoever's holding it now has a right to say that he bought it, even though going against an original owner. But since you're holding it, you have a right to say you bought it, you're the muhzik. That's by metaltalim. By karka, it doesn't work that way. By property, by karka, by real estate, there the halacha is, even if someone's on the property, he has the property, he claims he bought it, he doesn't have a raya, you go basa cheskes marikama, whoever was the original owner, he gets it. You don't have a claim to say that you bought it against the marikama. So you can look at that halacha in two ways. You can have a hakir, what's the pshat in that halacha that by karka you go basa marikama? One pshat is that by karka, it's not possible to hold the karka, it's not possible to have the karka in your hands. Karka becheskes balam kaima. The karka is in the property, in the reshus of whoever is the actual owner. So therefore, by karka, essentially there is no muhzik. There's no muhzik. There's no one who we say is holding it. We don't know who's holding it. There's no such thing as holding karka. You can hold metaltan, you can't hold karka. So, aybazai, there is no muhzik. So therefore, we use cheskes marikama as a chazaka. It's like a chazaka mikara, like a regular din chazaka. Just like a cheskes eishasish, or a cheskes hetel liyibum, or a cheskes hetel lashuk, there's a cheskes bailus, since he was the muhzik, he has the chazaka, he was the one who owned it originally, now we have a suffix if it went out of his hand if he sold it, you go bas a chazaka. It's like a regular din of a cheskes miikara. That's one side. Another side is that it's a muhzik, that the muhzik of karka, the one who's called the muhzik on the karka, is the marikama. The original owner is called the muhzik. We see him as a muhzik. He's the one who's holding the karka kiviyachol. Those are the two stadim in understanding cheskes marikama. The kunshus hasveikus has arichas on it. Is it a muhzik? Is it a chazaka mikara? The Shev Shmeitz holds it's a regular chazaka, and roiv would work against the cheskes marikama because ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Even though roiv can't be mitzi from a muhzik, but roiv could work connected to cheskes marikama. But Rabbi Chanan says it's not muchrich. Rabbi Chanan says, and this is a kunshus veikus, also is mashman, it goes as muchzik. You could even learn the cheskes marikama as a muchzik. He brings a Ramban above Metzia and Davav and the Chidush around there that says that just like treyu trey, if you hold sveikah deraisa, you don't go bust the chazaka. We say there is no chazaka. Trey is the strongest possible thing, and even chazaka doesn't work. B'makam treyu trey. Who adin yonko basa muhzik either? You just don't do anything by trey or trey. You don't go basa muhzik either. Bezin just doesn't get involved. By trey or trey, there's nothing you can do. Even muhzik doesn't work. Ramban says this in reference. Ramban's shita is we pass in tuk for kayim mitziyim miyadeh. When there's a suffik mammon, and Bezin says it goes by the one who's the muzik, let's say the other guy goes and grabs it. So the halacha is mitziyim miyadeh, we give it back to the muzik. You can't grab it and say, now I'm the muzik. It doesn't work. It doesn't change. Since Bezin Paskin, he's the muzik, that's it. If you grab it, tfisa doesn't help. But the Ramban says, by treyu trey, tfisa would help. Because since treyu trey is sveikah deraisa, the Ramban's going on the tzad that treyu trey is sveikah deraisa. So we don't go by the muzik. That knocks off muzik. It doesn't only knock off chazak and mikara. It knocks off muzik also. And we just leave it where it is. We just don't do anything. So who would then hear by karka, even if the marikam would be the muhzik, but if trey trey sveik at the raisa, we wouldn't go about the muhzik. We would let the lekeach have it because trey trey sveik at the raisa is misalik muhzik also. That's what it says in Rabbi Chanan.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.